where you're at down here, this all in here was more or less, back when I started, this right in here was just about Skid Row.
Yeah.
Wino, everywhere, down on the riverfront. He had a Kentucky Tavern right across the street here, Kentucky Tavern. Man, it's a big deal. I've seen that bar and everything. That's the biggest bar I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's a rail of a... And you wind over all down in this area.
Yeah.
And the law would pick them up. Now, we have come in and they'd be getting out or pay their fine. And they're good men on boat. And once they get on a boat and they're sober, you got them for a month or two.
Right.
And once they get off, though, they're going to go back. They'll get a shot of that wine. They're going to go back and lay in that wine with their buddies down here and offer them a drink, kid with them, whatever you know. But this year, right here was Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
Just by Skid Row. I mean, it's on the weekends, the farmers and all set up down here. But right down here, where that market house is?
Yeah.
Where the farmers are on both sides. On both sides. And even down out here, your farmers were set up out there. Some of them with horses and buggies, some of them with trucks and all that, and sell their produce off of it. That was every weekend.
Hmm.
That was every weekend.
So down here would be bars?
Yeah, bars. You had Kirchhoff Bakery. Kirchhoff Bakery was right there. And that's when you bake bread down there. And that's just more or less a restaurant now.
Yeah.
But back then, it was strictly all bakery. Mm-hmm. Made the bread. I used to come down here at 2 o'clock in the morning, get a loaf of bread and eat it.
Really?
Yeah, worked at St. Democrat, yeah.
Were there a lot of these little, poor towns, little Skid Rows, as you call it, up and down the river?
They had them, but I never seen them all, but I've seen some of them. But they, all big towns, you know, had the Skid Row. In fact, it's not like it was back then, but I guess it's more or less exposed now. They kind of keep it cleaner, which some places is not too clean anyway. Some of these towns that I've been in the Skid Row, it's still pretty bad.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, some experiences there. I've always had kind of experiences. I fell in the river one time up here at...
You fell?
Yeah, up here at Kentucky Lock.
How did that happen?
Well, I was there making the lock, and I was decking at the time. And somehow or another, I got my... a line on the timber head, and we had to go further. And I had to go back down the guard, and he had those stacked covers, and they come out over the guard. I would say if you had a guard this wide, mm-hmm. and those covers stacked out this far, so you had a guard about this wide. And you had to go, and I was trying to get down, so I get that line off, and I hit the corner of that bar with my body. It knocked me off balance, and I went in the river. Mm-hmm. And the pilot seen me. And he kicked the stern out to keep the body from coming towards me, you know, and shoot, I just swam over to the ladder, climbed up, he backed up and threw the stern back over, and I stepped back on the barges, went and got the line, and we locked on through.
Wow.
But that's one time that I can remember, and going down I fell on the river three times.
Three?
Three times. I went down here, one time I was going down, was facing the boat up, old Francis Hoagland. And we was pulling those wires up the side to hook them into the ratchet to our long wires to tighten them. And somehow or another, my foot slipped and I went over the guard chain. And the boat was moving. We had a tow it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But I caught that bottom chain as I went down. As I caught it and I held on to it and my buddy was hipping me, he helped pull me back out of the river. I got out and we put that wire on it. It was the only thing about it. Next time I fell, that was about a second. First. Anyway, I guess back the first time I fell in the river, I was working for Walker, and we'd come across the river. We went over in the fleet and picked up a 3-inch pump, and we run back across the river, going to set it off. But one of the engineers was going to use that pump. And was decking on Jitterbug, that's 4-1 pilot. And the pilot landed in alongside the barge, an old wooden barge. And that 3-inch pump, instead of catching the line, I was just going to slap that pump off right quick, and we was going to go back across the river. So what I done, I picked that pump up, and I put my one foot on the barge, and had the other foot on that boat, And I had that pump, and I was going to throw it over right quick and get back over what's going on. But when I done that, the boat got going out away from the barge. Here I was, and I couldn't do anything. I had that pump, and it got too wide out, and I went in the river with the pump, too, and pumping on, went in the river. I won't ever forget it. But we fished that pump out. We fished it out, yeah. That's a